This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 16, 2016. Ethan Foreman writes in the Salem News, Danvers Selectmen set the new tax rates Tuesday night, approving a tax factor shift that softened the property tax blow on businesses and leaves average homeowners in town facing just over a $200 tax hike. Some selectmen questioned the need for classification, that is, different rates for residential and commercial, and why businesses appear to be penalized at the expense of softening taxes for residential homes, whose values are growing faster than commercial and industrial property values. Selectman David Mills set the tone. He's quoted as saying, "Why should business properties be treated differently than residential property for the imposition of a tax?" The board eventually voted on a 1.36 tax factor, which gave a larger tax increase to residential properties than to commercial and industrial ones. Well, Bill Newell has the story now on a tax talk at the Lynn City Council meeting.
Rick, in today's edition of the Daily Item, Thomas Grillo continues to follow the Lynn taxing issue. For more than 90 minutes last night, Peter Caron, the city's chief financial officer, faced tough questions from Lynn City councilors about Lynn's financial problems and how to solve them. After the talking ended, councilors agreed to hold a public hearing in December to set the property tax rate and to seek state approval to send a preliminary tax bill before year's end. Caron's request to mail the tax bill early buys time to figure out how to deal with the lack of cash. Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy faces several big-ticket spending items, a $7.5 million shortfall in school spending and a wage increase for Lynn Police over 4 years that was negotiated earlier this year with more than a $3 million price tag. Add to this the city's prospective share for the cost of building two new middle schools, that's $68.5 million. And the Lynn International Association of Firefighters Local 739 is in arbitration discussions on a wage hike. Caron noted that if the council and the voters did not approve raising taxes, either by a Proposition 2.5 override or a so-called debt exclusion to pay for two new schools, the city would be forced to make cuts in the police, fire, and in the Department of Public Works to make up for the shortfall. There are more details in this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports. Rick?
All right, Bill. Thank you very much. Leah Dearborn writes on itemlive.com that Peabody residents don't think a new development on Birch Street will be a blast. Tuesday night's meeting called to discuss the project filled over half the available seats in the Frank L. Wigan Auditorium despite torrential evening rains. Residents took the podium to speak about truck traffic, blasting, drainage, flooding, and the clear cutting of the land. Subdivision plans called for 23 single-family homes and one substandard lot. Ward 6 Councilor Barry Sinowitz is quoted as saying, "I just want to make it clear that City Council doesn't have a vote." He called the meeting to provide a forum for residents to voice concerns about the development. Sinowitz called the meeting an opportunity to frame issues of concern so that an order of conditions can be developed for use by the Planning Board. The impact of the project on the nearby John E. Burke Elementary School surfaced numerous times throughout the meeting. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News, in Essex County, homelessness has more than doubled in the last 10 years. The majority of adults are considered overweight or obese, and 16% of children live in poverty. Those are just a few of the nearly 100 facts and figures displayed on a new website designed to identify and hopefully solve the county's most pressing problems. Paul Layton continues, the website called Impact Essex County was created by the Essex County Community Foundation, a nonprofit organization that manages more than $55 million in charitable funds on behalf of donors. The foundation has been awarding grants to local causes since 1999, but is now trying to sharpen its focus on the county's most significant issues. Paul Layton continues, ECCF enlisted a research company to collect and analyze census data and other publicly available information to create a holistic picture of Essex County. The foundation hopes to raise $10 million to give to organizations to tackle the most urgent needs. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsports.com.